This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tim Neal. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has climbed above 180 after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit area of Western Germany's Rhineland state at more than 110 and say the number will still rise. The death toll in a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state is at 45, including four firefighters. Belgium has also confirmed 27 casualties. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to visit one area village nearby that was devastated by the flooding. There was also flooding Saturday night in the German-Czech border area across the country from where last week's floods hit, and in Germany's southeastern corner and over the border in Austria. The Biden administration has lashed out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick redemption of indirect nuclear talks. The State Department slammed it as outrageous. The comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleges the U.S. and Britain were holding the swap hostage to the negotiations over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Araghchi said the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He said, "We're in transition as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haiti's First Lady, Martine Moise, returned to the country on Saturday following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. President Moise was shot dead when assassins armed with rifles stormed his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th. Martine Moise was injured during that attack. The interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed the leadership of the country, confirmed that Martine Moise had been airlifted to Florida for treatment. At Port-au-Prince Airport, she was seen wearing a brace on her arm. British Health Minister Sajid Javid on Saturday said that he had tested positive for COVID-19, but that he added his symptoms were mild and he was thankful to have had two doses of a vaccine against the disease. He has been health secretary for 3 weeks and has backed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to scrap all remaining legal coronavirus restrictions from Monday, despite a fresh surge of cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. More than 100,000 people protested across France on Saturday against the government's largest measures to push people to get vaccinated and curb rising infections by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Paris, separate protest marches by the far right and far left wound through different parts of the city. Demonstrations were also held in Strasbourg, in the east, and in other areas as well. Demonstrations chanting in both English and Spanish gathered in outside the White House in Washington Saturday, calling on the United States to take action regarding Cuba. The demonstration was a show of solidarity following unprecedented protests in Cuba last weekend. Thousands of Cubans have taken part in protests over the past week over shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the government's handling of a surge in COVID-19 infections, the most significant unrest in decades in the Caribbean nation. Japan's massive security apparatus for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics is raising complaints that the nation will look more like North Korea or China than one of the world's most powerful, vibrant democracies. The worry for many Japanese isn't too much Big Brother. It's that all the increased precautions will not be nearly enough to stop the estimated 85,000 officials, athletes, and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeal, VOA News.